Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any question. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
When the wolf is at your door, you running's over, that's for sure.
This episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast may contain descriptions of acts of violence or that of a sexual nature and should be for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. I do not get the facts of these cases off of the internet or from some television show. The facts I'm retelling you were presented to me by the victims of the crimes or the perpetrators who committed the crimes against the victims. My descriptions of the crime scenes, what I saw with my own two eyes. If you're going to get offended, please turn this podcast off now. Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. Well, it's been a minute, right? Or a lot of minutes. And today's episode, let's see, I'm gonna name it What Happened, okay? And what I'm gonna do, y'all, is tell you the story It's a pretty amazing story, actually, of what happened and why I was down, why I was out, what happened to me while I was down and while I was out, and the reason why I was down and why I was out. But I got to say this before I start, and I'm going to say it throughout. I want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers and your thoughts of well-being and well wishes, and for checking on me. And you know, there's so many of y'all. I can never thank everybody. You know, like, it's just I don't want to leave anybody out. I heard from people that I haven't heard from in years, dear old friends, and even like Sheriff Jason R., the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office, and all the old guys I work with, my buddies, made a video for me. And, you know, everybody's done so much. I would not be alive today had y'all not carried me through, and that's the truth, but I'll get to that point. So what happened? Oh, thank you, Patreon members, convicts, Apple subscribers. I appreciate you. You're going to get a bonus episode this week. And everybody else, you're hearing this next Saturday, which would be the Saturday after Father's Day. And but before then, I'm going to start recording the Monday after Father's Day, and I will be back seven episodes a week coming up, and that'll be three of the Daily Show, two of the new show, and Bloody Angola and Real Life Real Crime Originals, was dropped on Saturday. But I would not be breathing had y'all not taken the time to pray and send the thoughts and well wishes. Now let's get into what happened. So back in the beginning of March, I know y'all heard me talk about it on, you know, all the different shows. All my buddies were coming in from Wisconsin to go hog hunting, right? And great bunch of guys that came in that weekend. I think we killed 16, 17 hogs, and I cleaned every one of them. And now my buddy George helped some on some of them when he was there, and he was a great help. But the guys had a great trip. We probably should have killed a lot more hogs, to be honest with you, but the river had come up, things had got flooded for whatever reason. But, you know, 16 or 17, however many we killed, is still a lot. And that's a lot of meat to clean, right? And the hogs are much tougher to clean than a deer or a whitetail or what have you, but it is what it is. So they came in. We had a great time. That last Sunday, they were leaving it. I guess it was like 3 o'clock Monday morning they were leaving, but they hunted until like midnight that night and I think killed another 4 hogs. So I was cleaning hogs until the moment that they left. And they go back to Wisconsin, right? And life goes on. And continue, you know, to work and do my daily life and everything. And then 2 weeks later, I went to Wisconsin to go turkey hunting. I don't know when it exactly began for sure, but it came on over such a long period of time, 3 months, in fact, that I didn't realize I was sick, okay? And it would start with little things. Like, I'm very in tune to my body, especially when I catch a fever or I just don't feel right or whatever. Most of the time, I just push through it. I don't get sick. Haven't been to the doctor. Honest to God, I went to the doctor during COVID on a Good Friday, not because I had COVID, because I fell getting out of my boat and I thought I broke my ankle. So I went to the emergency room then, and that's the last time I've been to a doctor. Don't need them, right? Healthier than I've ever been. Everything's great. And be honest with you, I can't stand them. I love my doctor friends, but I hate going to the doctor. If I go to the doctor, something has got to be seriously wrong. Like, and that goes back to my days of my book, Jesus Held Me, when they killed me on the table and I spent all those months and everything. And then all the doctors got it wrong, right? But you can go check that out. I narrated it and it's published on Amazon. But during that, let's go back to leading up until Memorial Day weekend. I spent a couple weeks in Wisconsin. I can't you say that I was feeling right every day. Some days were better than other. And of course, drink a lot of beer, right? Or I used to. And sometimes I would attribute it to a hangover, or maybe I drank too much, or, you know, just not feeling Woody Overton. And then I would have good days where I felt fine. And, but as those months progressed and we got into May, I started, like, some days I'd have a fever. And I can tell you, when I catch a fever, I know it. My body's very sensitive to it. And I'll get the thermometer out. And sure enough, I was running like 100-degree temp. And I just take me some Advil, right, or ibuprofens. And take a couple of ibuprofens, feel a little better. Next day, I may be fine. I'm just maybe a little tired, what have you. I figured, attribute it to old age. Over this 3 months, it's kind of like gaining weight. You don't realize you gained a bunch of weight until you do, or losing a bunch of weight. You don't really see yourself as having lost all this weight, but it really happened. It just happened over a long period of time. Well, this was my sickness, and I guess it was getting progressively worse, but I was minimalizing it in my mind, and just going about my very busy life, right? And I don't know how to explain it, y'all, but I know as it got into May, I was definitely getting worse. I was being sick like 1 or 2 days a week, running at just a very low temperature. Again, ibuprofen was king for me. I would take them. It would knock it out. And I just march on. Well, Memorial Day weekend comes, and I had gone to Norwood the week before and got my dad. He spent the night with me at the place in the country, and we cooked and drank a few beers, you know. But, you know, I didn't really feel right. And a couple of days before that, I was running temperature. But I ate some ibuprofen, good to go, right? So I come home from being with my dad, home back to the house in Watson, and we had some friends coming over. Actually, the last Real Life Real Crime episode you got, where I recorded with Joshua Ebarb, that was the Sunday before Memorial Day. And we just sat in here and drank a couple of beers and bullshit it, right? And talked about how great lifers are. But before they got there that day on Sunday, they came around 1 o'clock. I woke up that morning. I was like, damn, you know, I don't feel right. And I said, I'm going to lay back down just a little bit till they get here. And they got there, and I pushed through it and got up, and hell, we drank beer and barbecued and swam in the pool, and we swam in the river, and we had a great time, but didn't get like shit faced. Right. I mean, you know, probably drank over 6 or 7 hours. I probably drank 9 or 10 beers, something like that. And your body processes out one drink per hour naturally. So really, that's not hammered at all, right? But I went to bed. I ate and I went to bed that night. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll never forget this, 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I had such a bad headache that I couldn't see. Like, it was like white lights in front of my eyes, and my ears are ringing. My head just feels like it's in a vice. And I'm like, fuck, did I drink that much? I mean, god damn, this was like the worst hangover I've ever had. What I do? I stumble my way to the kitchen. I ate more ibuprofen than I should have. They say take 2. I think I took 4 that time. And I laid back down. And then I guess I kind of dozed on and off that morning. But man, I mean, I'm talking about, I felt bad. Like, can't move bad. Like, my body was aching, my head was hurting, and hell, I'm thinking I got to like the world's worst hangover. What the fuck did I drink? Did Joshua Ebarb slip me something I didn't know about? Just teasing Josh. But I'm like just laying there all day long on Memorial Day in the bed, like suffering. And finally, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I got up. I'm like, I just can't lay here anymore. Just my ears are ringing, my head's hurting. I said, I got to get up. So I got up. And on Memorial Day, I always watch war movies. And it's just kind of a tradition of what I do. And I don't work or do anything on Memorial Day out of respect for all the soldiers who died. So I could sit here and podcast, right, and everything else we get to do. So I go to my chair, I sit down, and I kick it back, and I'm like, fuck, I just feel so bad. And then I realize, you know what, I must have a fever. And I told you I'm sensitive to fever, but I had such head pain and body aches and stuff that I really wasn't even thinking about fever at that point. But about a half hour later, I called Cindy. I said, hey, will you bring me a thermometer? And she brought it to me, y'all. Now, when I catch a fever, it always goes up at nighttime, you know, regular fevers. And I guess that's for everybody, and it's lower during the daytime. Well, it's like 4:30 in the afternoon, and I took the thermometer under my arm, not really knowing what to expect, and it went off. And, you know, those digital thermometers, when you have a lower temperature, it goes beep, beep, beep when you're done. When this one got done, it went beep, 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 beep. I'm like, what the fuck? I took it out. Y'all, I had 102.6 fever, okay? Now, at this point, I'm like, holy fuck. That's the highest fever I think I've ever had. And I know, you know, like 103, you're supposed to go to the hospital and all that. And I didn't want to tell Cindy because I knew what she was going to say. But she came out and I told her anyway. And I said, look, give me some more ibuprofen. And I said, well, I'm going to do ibuprofens. And in 2 hours, I'm going to add Tylenol, right? You could swap them out, double up on it. And I said, I know this temperature is going to go down. It won't stay up like this. And then, look, I never had anything that high, especially that early in the afternoon. So I took the ibuprofen, and 2 hours go by. I took the Tylenol, and then I took my temperature again, and it had dropped to 102.3. Now I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm fucked. And remember, I got this whole body ache going on, headache, the whole nine yards. I knew something was wrong. Now, I even looked up, I started to look up urgent cares on my phone. Well, guess what? The ones that were close said they had an 8 p.m. closing time, but Memorial Day weekend could affect these hours. So I'm like, oh, fuck. You know what? I'll just... And Cindy was like, you need to go to the hospital. You need to go to the doctor. I said, I'm not going to fucking doctor. And I said, I looked up these. If they were going to be open, I'd go to one, right? Which I wouldn't have, y'all, at that point. And so I said, look, I could suck it up. I mean, I have a very high tolerance for pain. Like, I don't want to say Superman style, but one time I broke my leg getting off a shrimp boat. And I never even went to the doctor for it because I had a meeting the next morning with a big jewelry store owner guy to get the contract. This is after state police, to get the contract to do the security in their stores and all their states, right, to be in their investigations. And I literally pulled a cowboy boot on my broken leg and went in there and got the contract, right? And I can take the pain. So that night, holy fuck, it was bad. And I kept eating the ibuprofens and alternating with the Tylenol, and the fever was up. And at some point, I started sweating. I'm like, great. I mean, I'm talking about drenched sweat. And I wouldn't lay back down in bed, y'all. I couldn't watch the TV. My head was hurting too bad and everything else. And I started just beads of sweat rolling off of me. My whole body was wet. My sheets are soaked. I'm like, fucking, this is great, right? My fever's breaking. And finally, I fell asleep at some point. And then the next morning, I woke up at 10 o'clock, and I was like, holy fuck, I still feel bad. And I know I'm running a fever. I got the thermometer. I tested. It was 102. Like 0.1. I was like, fuck. And I'm like, I gotta get, and this is like early in the morning, 10 o'clock. I'm like, I gotta go to the fucking doctor. I have to go. Now, I didn't want to worry Cindy. I mean, she sat through my trigeminal neuralgia and my time in the hospital and all that shit. And she was 5.5 months pregnant with a WL back then. But I just got up, I got dressed, and walked out. And I said, look, I'm going to the urgent care in Watson. And she's like, no, I'll go with you. I said, no, I don't want you to go with me. I'm gonna be fine. I'm going to the doctor. Well, she already knew if I'm going to the doctor, my sugar had turned to shit and I was fucked, right? Well, I didn't realize how fucked I was. And I got in my truck and I'm trying to drive to Watson, which is only like 4 miles down the road. And I don't even know how I made it, y'all. It was that bad. I was having sight and sound, like everything was hurting me. Having my eyes open was hurting me. The just simple daylight was killing me, but I made it, right? And I go to check in. I go to this walk-in clinic. God, oh, I wish I could remember the name of them. It's the one right by the McDonald's in Watson. And I'm going to give some shout-outs to different doctors and stuff when I tell you all this story. But I can't remember them all. But anyway, so I go in. There's no one in the waiting room. And I don't know. It's been so long since I've been in a doctor. They got all this electronic check-in shit. And I can't fill out the stuff on the page. I'm trying to on the electronic thing. And you have to do it. And they sign you up by text. And I don't know. It's just all fucked up. But anyway, I'm sitting in the waiting room. And there's this TV in the far right corner. And it's got like some game show or some shit on. I wanted to cry, y'all, from the noise of it. And I'm sure it wasn't loud. I'm sure they didn't have it blaring, but that's the kind of pain I was in, the noise and the sight and the sound. And long story short, I had to get my insurance approved and this and that, and I had to make a payment. And I wish I'd have brought Cindy with me. I mean, I literally wanted to close my eyes and be in a ball, right? But finally, I'm sure it wasn't that long of a wait. It took longer for me to do the paperwork than anything else. And they brought me in and they put me in a room. And this girl comes in and she says, oh, we want to take your temperature and your blood pressure. So I said, go ahead. And so she took my temperature. And I had like 100-degree temp, which isn't bad for that time in the morning. Oh, I'd taken some more ibuprofen before I left. She took my temperature. Well, that wasn't really a problem. I'm sure they see those temperatures all day long. The problem was when she hooked me up to the blood pressure cuff. And when she hooked me up to the blood pressure cuff, and my blood pressure, y'all, my entire life, even when I was heavier and everything else, it's been remarkable. It's like 120 over 80, okay? And she hooked it up, and she ran it, and she said, oh, my God. And she said, I said, well, what's wrong? She was like, well, I don't know. Maybe it's this machine. She said, let me go get somebody else.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
So she went and got another nurse, like I guess a header nurse. I don't know, call a header. Higher ranked nurse, if that's a word. I don't know what you call them. And the girl came in. She said, how are you doing? I said, I am in dire straits here. I'm not doing well. And she came in. She said, well, look, I need to take your blood pressure again. We don't like what we saw the first time we took it. I said, well, take it. And she took it. And she came back. She said, is your blood pressure normally low? And I said, my blood pressure has never been low. My blood pressure is always spot on perfect. Even when I had the trigeminal neuralgia, my shit was just steady, rock steady, right? And My body temperature, y'all, runs like a 97.1. It's lower than most people are, what, a 98.6. I know that. It's been like that my whole life. So she ran it again, and she said, let me run it again. She ran it again, and she said, your blood pressure is 90 over, like, 59. She said, let me go get the doctor. And then she went and got the doctor, and I came in. And they ran it again, and it went up to, like, 91 over 60. And she said, well, that's okay. And she said, tell me what's going on. I told her, I said, I got this pain in my head, and my ears were ringing, y'all. My ears are ringing. I said, and I can't, the sight and sound. I said, it hurts me to talk to you right now and to listen to you. And so, you know, she went through different stuff, and they kept going back to the trigeminal neuralgia. She said, well, how long has it been since you had that tumor taken out, and da 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 da. And they're pretty sure that, you know, they were thinking it was going to be the tumor had come back. And but I was like, it didn't have anything to do like that. I said, the pain is horrible. I said, but it's not as like it was for the trigeminal neuralgia, right, or that tumor pain. And so they worked me up through whatever, and basically came back. She came back, real nice lady, and she came back. She said, Mr. Overton, she said, I truly believe you have a viral infection in your body, and you need to go home for the next 3 to 5 days and just lay in your bed. Don't do anything. She said, don't work. Don't do anything. Keep taking fluids, and, you know, try to eat something and rest. And she said, your body should kick it, no problem, right? And she said, your blood pressure is you know, kind of low, but it's not so low that we're going to send you to the hospital or anything like that. I just think you got an infection, and your body's fighting infection. You can go home. Great. I drive home, and again, I shouldn't have fucking drove there because it was bad. I'm like, I almost called Sin to come get me, but it's only like 4 miles, right? So go home. Now, should I run businesses? And the, what, one daily original Bloody Angola, the new show, 4 different shows. And I got to record. I got stuff to do. And then I got all the social media and everything that I do every day. Well, fuck, I couldn't even look at my phone. All right. So I went home, they gave me a prescription for, what the fuck's the name of it? It's supposed to be like a stronger ibuprofen. And that shit made me loopy. I took it, and naproxen. I wish I never had taken it, but that night, so I went home and I rested a little bit, took a nap, and I got up, went and sat in my chair, and I'm still aching. I'm taking my temperature. It spiked up again of 102 something. So I'm steady eating the meds, right? Steady eating the ibuprofen, especially because the ibuprofen, I could take it, and in 30 minutes, my shit was down significantly, right? And the pain was down some too. And then Tylenol was to break up the 4 hours of ibuprofen. But at some point late that night, Cindy came out and she was looking at me, and I was like, why the fuck are you looking at me like you're all crazy and shit? And she was like, I'm not. She said, I'm just looking at you. And basically, y'all, I was out of my mind. I was having confusion and I couldn't form sentences. You know, it was bad shit. I had forgotten till the next day when she told me. She said, you said it, I was looking at you like you, to me, she was looking at me in like big wide eyes and, you know, but it was a sickness and I didn't realize it. Right. So I told her, I mean, she was proud that I went to the doctor because she knows I don't go. And I said, I'm going to do what the doctor said. I'm going to wait. Right. Well, I did that and I waited and I waited. Each day would go by. Now look, the temperature thing was kind of fucking throwing me for a loop because I told you my temperature would always go up at night. Well, sometimes this temperature would spike at like 9 o'clock in the morning to 102 point whatever. Of course, I'm eating ibuprofens and Tylenol, and I'm sleeping off from one. Look, I'm still eating. I wasn't really hungry, but I was still eat food, and I'm drinking Body Armors, right? And I'm drinking water. So I'm good on hydration and food. And I'm just literally sight and sound until I take the Advil, right? And the Tylenol, the sight and sound, I just laid in the bed and lights out. It was shitty time, but I kept waiting to get better, right? 3 to 5 days. Well, that was on a Tuesday that I went in. And so Wednesday was shitty. Thursday was shitty. Friday was shitty. I'm like, bro, it's got to fucking give, right? Saturday was shitty. Sunday was shitty. And Cindy's like, you got to get back to the doctor. I'm like, it's a viral infection. They said it was a viral infection. My body will kick it, right? Monday came, and I went and recorded with Jim Chapman. And we record on Mondays, right? So I drive to the studio. But that morning, I got up at 6 o'clock, and I was like, fuck, I feel like fuck. And I took my temperature, 101.3. I'm like, what the fuck? This is 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, but I got to go to work. I didn't work last week, right? So I drive into the studio, and I told Jim, I said, bro, I'm sick. I said, I'm telling you, I'm fucking, you know, I'm here. I'm going to do it. I don't breathe my shit. Don't let me breathe on you, and let's rock this, right? And we did it. We did 3 episodes that day. And then I came home, and that was a Tuesday. So Monday was bad, really bad. And then Tuesday morning I had the 101 point whatever, but I had to record. And I went in, Jim, we're already going to be dropping Tuesday's episode late. Went in, recorded, did the 3 episodes, and I came home. I wasn't as bad driving there and back as I was to the doctor's office the week before for whatever reason. But I came home, went straight to bed. I get in the bed, and I sleep for like 2 hours, 3 hours, if you can call that. Now, let me back up. Every night since I went to the doctor, every night at some point, or every morning at some point, I would wake up rolling in sweat. I'm talking about like fucking bed sheets soaked, belly button full of sweat, head rolling sweat, like I've been in a sauna, or I just got out of a swimming pool just rolling with sweat. I'm like, what the fuck? And usually in the past when that happened, it means my fever was breaking. Well, I don't know. So keep that in mind. And I take that nap, and about 2 hours go by. I don't know how much I rested, really, to be honest with you, but I took more ibuprofen when I got in, and I laid down, and Cindy's like, you need to go to the doctor, you need to go to the doctor. I'm like, I'm not going to the fucking doctor. But then I woke up, y'all, and it was bad. I couldn't form a sentence. Stuttering, confusion. Cindy was trying to talk to me. I couldn't even answer. And I wasn't making any sense, et cetera. And I knew I wasn't. And then I just told her, I said, take me to the doctor, right? And she knew then. And again, sugar turned to shit. It was going to be bad. I go to the doctor once, it's bad. If I go to the doctor twice, and basically 2 times, and in a week and a day. So we go back to the it's called Patient Plus, y'all. And it was 1:30 in the afternoon. Now Cindy took some notes so I can have some reference. All right. At 1:30 in the afternoon, and we see, this is what happened. Well, the first thing, we go in again. Cindy signed me in this time. And then we go into the room, and they come in, get the bottles. I didn't even have a temperature. Probably did, because it was like 98 point something, and mine is usually 97.1. But I didn't have a 102 point whatever, right? But then they go and they hook up the blood pressure cuff. And the girl's like, holy shit. And she said, let me do it again. It's a different girl. Something must be wrong with the machine. And she did it again. And it was like, I don't know, 89 over, 55, something like that. Low, right? They get worried because I'd looked it up online. Anything, the top number, anything below a 90, and the bottom number, anything below a 60, right? Well, mine was like 89 over 58 or something. And so she left and went and got them. They came in and they did it again. And the doctor, y'all, they were so good to me. I didn't know they were lifers. And literally when I came in, I had the lights out in the room while I was waiting on the doctors after the blood pressure and stuff. I had the lights out because I couldn't take it, the sight and the sound and whatever. And they came in and she said, hey, tell me what's going on. And I wasn't able to. Cindy told her, and she said, I saw you last week. And, she said, I'm going to tell you right now, you've got to go to the hospital. She said, your blood pressure is way too low, and this has gone on for way too long, and you've got to go to the hospital. And I was like, I didn't want to go, y'all. I had the fucking worst fear, the worst feeling about it. And I was in bad pain and everything, too. And she said, you got to go to the hospital now. And I said, I can't. I said, I've got to... TV production call on Thursday, and this is Tuesday. I said, I've got to catch that. And Cindy's there, and they're like, no, you have to go now. I said, well, I want to go home first. I'm gonna any fucking thing I could to get out of it, right? And I said, I'm gonna go home first and do whatever. And she said, you don't understand. You're going to the hospital now. I said, but I got, TV phone calls and da-da. She said, Woody, I know who you are. I'm a lifer. I listen to your stuff, right? And she said, I love what you do, but you have got to go to the hospital. You're in very, very bad condition. And I started crying. I teared up, and I was, because I was scared, I'm going to be honest with you. And I just didn't have, I told you I get imprints on that. It sounds crazy. But I just had a fucking bad feeling and just bad. And I started crying, and the doctor said, she said, you know, something's very, very seriously wrong with you, don't you? And I said, yeah, I do. And she said, you're going to leave here and go to the hospital. And I said, yeah, I am. And we left. Right. And I, what is her name? Such a sweetheart. And those people there were so good to me, y'all. I think it's called Patient Plus, and maybe it was Lillian Scoggin, maybe a Dr. Espy. I can't remember. Jeez Louise, I wish I could, sweetie, but I'm bad with names as it is, and you know what kind of condition I was in. So we go outside, and I told Cindy, I said, I'm not going to the fucking hospital. I need to go home first. And she was like, no, we're going now. I said, listen, I'm not going to die an extra hour, right? I said, I want to go home. I want to put on some different clothes. You need to get shit. I said, we go in the hospital, they're not going to let me out. I said, I'm telling you right now, I'm that fucked up. I said, you need to get shit because I know you're going to want to stay there the whole time. You need to get some shit. And, basically I wanted to go smoke a cigarette, y'all, and sit there for a minute and try to get my head around things. But I was all fucked up. And she said, if I bring you home, you're not going to go. I said, well, I'm going. And I got her to bring me home, and she was able to pack some stuff, which was a smart fucking move. And I just sat there, just all fucked up, waiting on what was going to happen, right? And so I actually called my mom, and she said, go straight to the lady at the lake. Don't go anywhere else. They have everything there. And Cindy had called her doctor friend, Dr. Miranda. And Miranda's like, go straight to the lady at the lake, right? And I had to go to the emergency room first. And so that's what we did. I had wrapped a shirt around my head and laid my seat back. Cindy drove me in. Not a word was spoken, right? And we get to the lady at the lake around, let's see, what time she has it. I don't know, y'all. It must have been like, so we got the Our Lady of Lake ER at 3 p.m. And you know what? I was kind of surprised by it. And I was in bad shape, no doubt about it. But I was surprised about how efficient they were. And so you sign in, give them your insurance card, and they give you this little sheet. And it has, like, urine sample, x-ray, EKG, whatever the fuck, right? This list of things. And they told me to sit down in the waiting room with everybody else. And I did, and I didn't sit down for like 2 minutes. And they came out and said, Woodrow Overton. And we go back. They stick me in the hallway, put me in a wheelchair in a hallway, and because they didn't have any rooms in the ER. And they started running me. Shit, I mean, they were efficient as fuck. Somebody came immediately, grabbed my list, and they took me in and had this done. Checked it off, brought me back. As soon as they dropped me off, another person came and took me and had my blood work done. Brought me off, dropped me back. Another person took me in, had my EKG done. I mean, it was very, very fast. I mean, all these different people grabbing me. I guess that's what they do. And they're professionals of what they do. But at the end, when they got done, my list was full. They pushed me back out into the fucking waiting room, right? And I'm like, okay, that was, you know, that was cool. That was fast. But guess what? Wasn't long, y'all. And they came to the door again. They said, Woodrow Overton. I had Cindy wheel me over in a corner away from the TVs and all that because the sound and the noise was killing me. And they said, Woodrow Overton. And they came and brought me in. They actually had a room for me in the ER. The doctors wanted to rule out, I guess, I don't know what the fuck you call it, but they started sending me for all these tests while I'm in the ER, right? And they wanted to rule, you know, they sent me for chest x-rays, they sent me for, they came and drew more blood, they did this, they did that. I can't even tell you what all the fuck they did, I just know they kept, they sent me for a CT scan on my abdomen. They just did a bunch of shit. And it went on and on and on. And again, finally they came back. But they told me, you know, what they were doing. The doc's like, hey, I want to rule out any of this other stuff before we say it's viral and we got to admit you to the hospital, right? And they did it. They ruled out, basically, I don't know how they did it, but at that time, pre-cancer, no tumor on the back of my head, no whatever. And those people were wonderful. But, you know, hospitals suck. Not because of the people, but because you can't rest. There's no peace and somebody's coming in and doing this and that and whatever. This went on for hours and hours, y'all. And it finally, at 11:50 p.m. that night, they came in and said that, you know, Mr. Overton, it's not this, this, and this. We got to admit you to the hospital and where all the different specialists can start working you up, et cetera. And so it's almost midnight. Now I've been in there, 9, 10 hours, something like that. And I didn't give a fuck. I just wanted to go to a room, turn the lights out, and do myself.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So there was my first nurse came in. Oh, my fever had skyrocketed. And again, the first nurse came in, his name was Alexis, if it, Cindy had written all this down. And when she came in, my whole bed was shaking. That's another thing I forgot to tell y'all about. When the fever would jack up so hard, a couple things happened. One, I couldn't urinate. The when I had the high fever, the other one was the shakes. And I'm talking about like teeth chattering, bone shaking, body shaking, the whole fucking bed is shaking. Like, you know, that's what it was. They were definitely pumping me with fluids because my blood pressure was so low and like kill you low. Okay. And then they started me on fluids right away in the emergency room, and they continued that. But that first nurse came in and she saw me shaking and trembling, and she said, you know, what's going on with you? I said, and then Cindy wrote this in quotes, my head is in pain, my body's in pain, and I'm on fire, right? I mean, this is after midnight, right? I think the nurses got off at like 5:30 in the morning. They didn't really give me much. I don't think they gave me anything. Maybe some ibuprofen, I don't know. But for the pain and everything else, I guess because they knew all these tests from all these different doctors from these different fields were about to come in and start doing their shit that next morning. And they did. And that was night one in the hospital. And you know what? This is going to take more than a one-part episode. The next one will go a lot faster. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened and how. It was the second night. I'll go ahead and fast forward to that part on June the 5th, the second night in the hospital after all what happened that day. But I'll tell you about it because it's intense. That second night is when I was in all the pain and everything. And I told Cindy, I said, I need you. I said, we don't do this. And I've never done it. I said, I need you to get on Facebook. I need you to get on the app. I need you to go anywhere you can. You tell them I'm in the hospital and I need prayers, y'all, because I really thought I was going to die. And that would come into play over the next several nights. And y'all answered the prayers. But there's a whole lot more to this. And I'm going to tell you, I'll finish it in the next series for sure. But naturally, I'm home now. I'm on home health care for a couple more days. And then I got to be on medicine for an extended period of time, and I'll explain all that to you. But I'm back, y'all, because you carried me through. And I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. You're best fans in the world. And if you've heard the outcome of this, but what my diagnosis is and all that, that's fine. But I want to explain it to you and how rare it is and everything else. And I want to also explain to you how I was literally on death's door for days at a time. And I even had a surgery during the middle of it. All kinds of bad shit. Y'all are all my heroes. Every single one of you. And I love you. And I appreciate you. And I would not be breathing right. I believe this. I would say it with all the conviction in my heart. I would not be breathing right now if it wasn't for y'all. And like Shane McBride says, or Joshua E. Barb says, yeah, I have to be as good receiver as I am a giver. Well, I've received from y'all this week in this past couple weeks. Thank you for praying and the well wishes and everything else and the well thoughts. And so many people, you know, you made me feel so loved. And I'm so blessed to have y'all. All right. I'm going to continue when I'm about to get into the meat of the story on next week's episode of what happened. All right. LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency. Y'all know it's my jam. They're a nonprofit. They save lives every day. You do not have to be from the state of Louisiana to be an organ donor. You can be from Cuba. And if you want to be an organ donor, go to lopa.org, sign up. It takes about 2 minutes to fill it out. become an organ donor, give the gift of life and sight and all that great stuff that nonprofit does, and they save lives every single day. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any question. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
And the wolf is at your door. You're running over, that's for sure.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.